Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us knows.
That music is...
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 340 of IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia can be heard via IRC FM, Insomnia Radio Australia, Stitcher Radio, and Trax Radio. Of course, the main idea of this show is to bring you great Australian music down the pipes and into your ears. Gee, I haven't said that for a while. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. We have some great Australian music today, courtesy of Insomnia Radio. One of the features of Insomnia Radio is that if you subscribe to the Daily Dose, you can receive a different MP3 from an indie artist down the pipes and into your ears each and every day. Stuart and Charles are the main contributors to the Daily Dose with some help from Rodrigo. And, wow, they're well over a thousand days consecutive of having an MP3 ready for you. So I was wading through the archives looking for some Australian music, and I thought, here's some Australian music that I haven't played in many cases before. Some of the artists that you'll hear on today's episode are familiar to you on IRC FM, however, some of them may not be, and I know there's some new names for me. If, of course, you'd like any further information about any of the artists, you can go to IRCFMAustralia.com. Episode 340. Anywho, we're going to kick the episode up with a song called Endless Sun by the Money Go Round. This is IRC on IRC FM, IRCFMAustralia.com.
We'll be right back. take photographs, could you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
Used to call me Postman Pat, cause I was exactly that, rocking up to work in my fluoro shirt and contractor's hat. He used to pick up all the parcels and go drop them off, until my boss found a new work dog and fucked me off. I ain't cross about the way you went about it, didn't shout at night, tried to do a subtle, tried to reduce the risk of trouble. The pricky tried to check me into training a new driver, and when I cottoned on me in his face, I apple fiver of my finger. I left the two on each side, dropped down the middle finger, lingered. Yo, I shoved it in your stubby nose and said, may see you later. Since then, I've been kicking it like I was Billy Slater. A golf plan, but I gotta pay for rent and all the shit that gets me bent. I put the Betty into drive and score the pot that gets me high. Well, there's a thousand things to buy, but I got less than 20 bucks. But then again, you gotta work, so women with the suck. But I don't give a fuck, I'll get a job, I'll work it out, I'll get along, I'll write a verse and make a song, and hope the masses sing along. Hope they would, I know I could, it's been the fresh, I'll be the best, I'll beat the rest out of their sense. Johnny Shots.
You're listening to IRC FM that you can hear on IRC FM, Insomnia Radio Australia, Trax Radio, and Stitcher Radio. That was All India Radio, which is something totally different. You'd think with a name like that they were Indian, but no, they are Australian, with their song Don't Leave. Before that, we heard from the Canans with their song Bumper. Prior to that, Enerit with their song Unstoppable. Prior to that, Sea Legs with their song Al Pacino. And then the second song of the episode was Life and Death of Postman Pat, in brackets Wake Up, by Crossing Red Lines. And to open up the episode, we heard from The Money Go Round with their song called Endless Sun. Endless Sun, let me try and tell you a little bit about them. They come from Sydney, from memory. Although they appear to be around about the place at the moment. They have a music festival coming up in June in Kangaroo Valley on the south coast of New South Wales. They actually come to us from Sydney. They are a rock psychedelic band that takes you on a trip and doesn't tell you where you're going. Their band interests include music, babes, surfing, art, film, and anything made of clay. They also like Black Keys, The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and The Kinks. After that, we heard from Crossing Red Lines with their song Life and Death of Postman Pat. Not exactly sure what the Wake Up has to do with anything, but Crossing Red Lines, they are another Australian band from Sydney, one that I haven't seen before. They are a Sydney band with a flavour of hip-hop, funk, rock, and boogie boo-boo to get down to. Their debut EP, Young and Free, was released in September of 2011. Then after that, we move on to Sea Legs with their song Al Pacino. They are yet another Australian band, of course, because that is the whole idea of being on IRC FM Australia and Insomnia Radio Australia, that they are an Australian band. They are also from Sydney, originally from the little surfy town of Baddow Bay on the New South Wales Central Coast. The four band members are lifelong mates, arrived from various bands, and so the Sea Legs have been together for a while. Not sure if they're actually still around, because can't find out a lot about... Oh yes, they are. They are still around. Indeed, their new track is called Can I Get an Amen? So they are still around. Sea Legs from Sydney. And then we heard the song Unstoppable by Enerit. And Enerit, their song Unstoppable, their debut album is coming this summer, which is always good to hear. Let's try and find out a little bit more about them. If you are a band, please have your bio in an easy to find place. That would be rather handy. They have had a launch party recently for their song Unstoppable. The band members met in 2011. They decided to make synth-driven melodic acoustic pop together. Their influences include the Beatles, Chemical Brothers, Blur, Radiohead, Neil Young, Beck, and so many more. They are also from Sydney, having been around since 2011. Then we move on to the Canans. They've just released a track in America. History might be it. They've been described as the world's most indie band. They probably said that themselves. Over the years, they have toured extensively throughout the world and released numerous recordings, such as downloadable MP3s, CDs, and a whole bunch of tapes, flexi disc, 7 and 12 inch vinyls, and even a book. And you might find them at exorbitant prices on eBay and the like, which doesn't really tell you a lot about them at all. Looks like they've been around for quite some time, actually. From 1984. I'm not sure how tongue-in-cheek this particular website is. And after the Canaan's All India Radio, I have featured them on ERG FM before. I might have actually played the exact same song. I'm not sure. They say that they are not India's national broadcaster, but Australia's hypnotic chilltronica group, playing atmospheric instrumentals with echoes of Brian Eno, Pink Floyd, and more. And they are from Melbourne, founded way back in 1998. So that's a long time, especially for an instrumental band. They describe themselves as ambient, electronic, and down-tempo. Now, let's move on to Alex Watts and the Foreign Tongue with their song, This Haunting. You're listening to ERK FM Australia.
Waiting a while, I knew you would return. Would you take me with you? What good is paradise if you won't be there? If you won't be there. Yeah.
to defective brakes. The next train does not stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened.
Met my girl at the end of the world, and she don't call me babe anymore. She don't hold out her hand for me. Spoke on the phone, I spent my nights alone, and she got her apartment in town. But I'm not welcome round there no more. Waiting, waiting for the call, with my suitcase packed and my guitar by the door. But it looks like she's moving on. Well, I rolled into town to see who was around, and everyone's cooped up at home. And I don't even have one, so I called up my friends, and we all pretend that I haven't been gone for too long. And I'm drinking alone again. Waiting, waiting for the call, and the spinning starts when my feet hit the floor.
and my friends are moving on. Yeah, well, my friends are moving on. I'm a singer of songs and a writer of wrongs, and I fight for the things that I have. But I know you don't see it, and maybe someday things will all go my way, and I won't be so broken, so sad. Oh, I wish I believed it.
Waiting, waiting for the call. I'll be singing my songs till my throat's stripped and raw, and you won't see me moving on. Now you won't see me moving on. Oh, this is where I belong.
Two hearts burning on a hillside, turning around a blazing sun. Fever burning in her head, that's turning around, I think she's done. Free your heart, that is the hardest part, this is your high one line.
that one's for you, Sean. Oh, I'm sure you'd call that a bit of a jam. That was Cub Scouts, no stranger to IRC FM and Insomnia Radio Australia, with their song Do You Hear. They will be doing, amongst other things, they'll be at the Great Escape in the UK very, very soon, and they're releasing an album, I believe, which will be absolutely awesome. Cub Scouts, very infectious band from Brisbane. So that was them. They have been played here before. Another band that has been played here before was the previous band, All Mankind, with their song Break the Spell. Prior to that, we heard Husky with their song History's Door. Prior to that, Jack Carty with the song Waiting, Waiting. Before that, we heard The Night with their song Like This. And to open up the episode, we heard from Alex Watts and The Foreign Tongue with their song The Haunting to kick off that particular set. Now, Alex Watts and The Foreign Tongue featuring Bruce Springsteen. What's all that about? Very, very interesting indeed. Can't tell you much about them because... let's try that. Basically takes you to their Bandcamp page. Or Facebook, that might help. Alex Watts and The Foreign Tongue, they are from Melbourne. Alex Watts is a singer-songwriter from Melbourne who specialises in intelligent, energetic pop songs. Backed by his band, The Foreign Tongue, the quartet have gone from strength to strength since the release of 2012's Mick Thomas co-written song The Haunting, which is the one that we just heard, and 2013's follow-up Warned, as well as appearances at the Queenscliff Music Festival and the St Kilda Festival. This Haunting received national airplay and, along with the film clip, was featured on taste-making music blogs at home and in the US and the UK. They toured the country, i.e. Australia, twice in 2012, performing in many of their favourite venues such as Melbourne's Cherry Bar and Sydney's FBI Social. Taking cues from the likes of Elvis Costello, Nick Lowe and Neil Finn, this is singer-songwriter driven pop at its best. So that was Alex Watts and The Foreign Tongue. Then after that we heard from The Night with their song Like This. And of course, if you want any further information, you can go to the show notes, IRCFMAustralia.com. Steve's their drummer, Aiden is one of their guitarists, Nikki is on keys, Neil lead vocals and sometimes play guitar. Scott is a bassist, trumpetist and harmonicist. And Liam is another guitarist. The Night was a solo project focused on incorporating and recording guest musicians. An EP was released in 2008. A band finally formed in mid-2011. And various members of the band have brought their own influences and experience, making the music evolve into what it is today. They recorded their first album independently in December 2011, which is scheduled for release in early 2013. So that's quite a long gestation period, currently from Sydney. So that is The Night. After The Night, we heard from Jack Carty with the song called Waiting, Waiting. Jack Carty. Jack Carty is from Sydney. He failed in love, and he will tell you the truth about that, but it seems to be working for him. At the age of 25, he has released two critically acclaimed albums and one EP. He made Album of the Year lists for both 2011's 1,000 Origami Birds and 2012's Break Your Own Heart. He's toured with people such as Josh Pyke, Matt Corby, Katie Noonan, Husky. Husky was actually in that set as well, Ingrid Michaelson, and a lot more. He's played at festivals such as Woodford, Pete's Ridge, Nanup, Mullumbimby Music and Playground Weekender. He's also played at Canadian Music Week and also picked up a Music Oz Award. He has had music also used on TV, such as programs such as Covert Affairs and Packed the Rafters. So, wow, he's got a quite extensive quite an extensive list of achievements. And speaking of Husky, we also heard from those guys with their song History's Door. And Huskies are currently recording their second album and catching up on sleep. The problem is that the new songs are keeping them awake. It's a good problem to have. So they say that they will be in touch soon. Husky are a four-piece band from Melbourne. They were formed in 2008. They actually won at one stage Triple J Unearthed, which is a remarkable achievement. They've recorded and mixed an album in LA. Their influences include all the great songs, books, films, poems and paintings, people, cities, forests and dogs that have enriched their lives. They are indeed from Melbourne. Their debut album is now available from the usual downloady places. Their debut album is called Forever So. Then after Husky, we heard from All Mankind. As I said, I have played those guys on IRC FM Australia and Insomnia Radio Australia before. And I always don't mind playing bands that I have featured before when they have some new music or I find some of their music. They've played many shows. They formed in 2008 in Sydney. They have toured the world for a 3-year-long unmatched live music marathon. They have played over 400 stages in Australia, the US, the UK, and most recently in Europe. They have had their music featured on shows such as Gossip Girl, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, and MTV reality shows The Hills, Jersey Shore, The Inbetweeners, and Savage U. They can also be found on the FIFA 12 games by EA Games, which is EA Games' fastest-selling sports game. They have played major European festivals such as Hurricane in Germany, Southside in Germany, and Nova Rock in Austria in 2012. Their debut full-length album is Simple Desire. The band chose to record the album using traditional techniques, recording to tape, using vintage analog gear, recording live as a band, and relying on performance rather than technology. As a result, some of the songs were recorded in only a few takes, which is absolutely awesome to hear. Anywho, we are going to continue on with the music here on IRC FM Australia and Insomnia Radio Australia. After Cub Scouts, we are about to hear The Dead Leaves with their song called Harm. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM that you can hear on IRC FM, Trax Radio, Insomnia Radio Australia, and Stitcher Radio.
Gather it up, the wayside. Never a place to start from. Have this terrible feeling that I cannot help you. Have this terrible feeling that I cannot help you. I might just harm you. Yeah. I might
like he pretends to sew. So when I say I love you, when I say I need you, when I say I care, you know that I really care. You're just a wretch, just a little rotten. You're just a wretch, just a little
You are listening to IRC FM Australia, and that particular track, I decided to add it at the very last minute. That was the Kadairs with their song called Horizons. Prior to that, we heard from San Cisco, a very familiar sounding tune. I have heard that tune on TV in an advertisement actually called Awkward. Prior to that, we heard the Dead Leaves with their song called Harm. The Dead Leaves with their song called Harm. Let me tell you a little bit about them. The Dead Leaves have several songs that you can listen to on their website. They are a band from Melbourne. They were initially formed in 2009 to play and record lead vocalist Matt's solo work. The Dead Leaves, featuring Andrew on guitar, Cameron on bass, and drummer Joel, have evolved far beyond a solo artist backing band, and in January 2011 they began to record their debut album in Sydney with producer Scott, who has produced for The Presets, Birds of Tokyo and The Panics, and Eric, who has produced Art vs. Science and Weezer. That album was due for release in 2011. So let me see if I can see what they've been up to recently, if anything. They took part in a charity gig for National Busking Day in May 2012, which is around about this particular time. So I'm not sure if they are still indeed current. And thank you, Facebook, for turning your sounds back on me. We also heard from San Cisco, who have been played on IRC FM Australia before. They are about, I think, they're about to head off to the UK. They were nominated for a Triple J Unearthed Award in 2011. They found themselves at number 7 on that particular countdown. Their debut album was released in 2012. And they certainly do rock, which is part of the idea.
To those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
Hey, you. Yes, you. What are you doing after you're listening to IRC FM?
I knew it has to go.
Well, you do now. Go listen to IRC Pod, IRC's original talk podcast. Yeah, I know. You'd think I'd be able to do this talking bit since 2007. Doesn't matter where in the world IRC goes, you can come along for the ride. IRC Pod, IRC's original talk podcast since 2007. Now on Channel IRC, channelirc.com. You are listening to IRC on IRC FM Australia, that can be heard on IRC FM Tracks Radio and Stitcher Radio and Insomnia Radio Australia. This episode has been brought to you by Hard as Nails and their Go Hard or Go Home EP launch. Saturday the 18th of May 2013 at the Baldface Stag at Leichhardt in Sydney, playing with Skullduggery, amongst others. I'm really looking forward to hearing this EP, and I'm looking forward to being able to share it with you. On this episode, we have had tracks courtesy of Insomnia Radio. We've heard from The Money Go Round, Crossing Red Lines, Sea Legs, Enneret, The Canaans, All India Radio, Alex Watson, The Foreign Tongue, The Night, Jack Carty, Husky, All Mankind, Cub Scouts, The Dead Leaves, San Cisco and The Cadres. If you have nowhere else to go, listen to IRC FM International. IRC FM International, bringing you great music from around the world each and every Wednesday on IRCFMInternational.com. And if you like your music a little bit harder, check out IRC FM Metal Monday. It's hosted by me, it's metal, and it's on Monday. You can also check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 like-minded people just like me, bringing you great indie and unsigned music from around the world. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a lot of fun, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Good night, interweb, and remember, music is life.